productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, April the 16th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeously fizzing Jill Serkin.
Hello, I've been juiced up by Juicy Cows on the Scoff and Quaff show.
You're a bit razzed, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Blimey.
Yeah, I have to scrape me off the ceiling.
Absolutely.
I must say, Mr. Andrews, slightly tardy starting your show.
You like what?
You're slightly tardy starting your show, yes.
Tardy?
Well, you're sort of 20 seconds past one.
I'm just laid back today.
Yeah.
I'm just taking it as it comes.
Yeah, I'm not.
Are you not? No, no. Yeah. You're
raring to go.
Cool. Sorry about this, listeners.
What's going to make it worse? Little cappuccino.
Yeah, what's going to make it worse is she's got a bottle of vodka over there. Anyway, you're listening to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you for joining us. We'd like to hear from you, though, the businesses of Kent. So please, you can give us a call on 01303 874 998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Or more likely, you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had... Oh, there's another tweet. We've already had a few tweets come in, and we've got loads of emails. So, yeah, do join us. We'd love to hear from you. The businesses of Kent, let us know your news. If you'd ever like a shout-out, if you want to tell us about anything you're doing, feel free to do that. If you run a charity or a community-based organisation, and you're doing fundraisers, anything at all, let us know. We'll gladly and willingly help you promote it. But for the moment, I want to talk about some Kent news. And I'm going to start with some Kent news that I want to let you know about. We did, a couple of weeks ago, I did a bit of a taster for this, but it's ready to launch now. And I think this is a really interesting new initiative, so I want to do this in full. Church International launches the Church Academy. And Church International, an IT recruitment scheme, which they hope will boost local employment. Church International are a cross-sector IT and corporate governance recruitment consultancy, and they've launched a scheme to identify and train some of the UK's brightest young stars, starting with a recruitment drive in Kent. The Church Academy, which is planned to launch in June 2013, that's in a few weeks' time, is their first dedicated IT recruitment scheme. Following an extensive consultation process with a lady called Jo Gregory, and Jo is a seasoned recruitment training professional, and she's the director of training for the Institute of Recruiters, which is the official trade body. And between her and Church International, they've devised a 12-week comprehensive training program to meet the particular requirements of the IT recruitment sector. This ongoing program will give local talent of 16 plus, so anyone over the age of 16, from the Maidstone and Mid-Kent area, a comprehensive introduction to IT recruitment, a foot on the employment ladder, and a head start in building a successful recruitment career. The new recruits will initially undergo 3 months of intensive classroom-based training combined with practical on-the-job training in Church International's busy Maidstone HQ, followed by a longer-term personal career development plan which will be tailored to each individual. Through an intensive 8-module training program, the consultants will get an exclusive insight into a leading recruitment consultancy, and they will receive invaluable training in key skills, including proactive talent sourcing, social recruitment, managing the recruitment life cycle, business development, and client and candidate relationship building. The program will specifically cover the fundamental differences between IT and general recruitment practices through a candidate-centric attraction and selection process, intensive classroom and at-the-desk training, and an individual mentoring scheme throughout the first year of their careers. New starters will be able to integrate into the team and create an ongoing structure of talent acquisition for the business. Chris Andrews, who's the chief executive of Church International, said, "We believe that recruitment is about people and personal relationships, and our establishment of the Church Academy reflects this. We're excited to be investing time and money into young people that we feel have a future in recruitment. In the same way that we look after our clients, we want to inspire, guide and support our new recruits. Our entire team has progressed from the ground up, so we understand what challenges they are likely to face, and through this scheme we hope to help them accomplish their full potential. Applications are being sought from individuals that think they have what it takes to succeed in this demanding industry." There are you can go to their website to find out how to apply for a position here, and there's those candidates that are shortlisted will be invited to attend an assessment centre later in the month. So if you want to find out more about this, you can go to their website, which is www.church-int.com, church-int.com. You can email them at info@church-int.com, or you can follow them on Twitter at twitter.com/churchint, C-H-U-R-C-H-I-N-T. So do check up on that. That's a fantastic scheme, and I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes over the months and years ahead. But it's providing real accredited training for people that live in the Maidstone and Mid-Kent area in a very vibrant industry.
Fantastic initiative. It's
a great opportunity for youngsters to get onto the recruitment and career ladder. So,
and
well done.
It's all about the training, isn't it, Paul?
It is,
if you're trained, absolutely, then you're confident.
Absolutely, yeah.
You should get them on the show.
Yeah, absolutely, that would be good. So, have you got any news to read us?
Well,
I hear your Twitter twinking. There.
Yes, I just put out a photo of Nigel, because he was very sweet. He was beavering away on his iPad, being all conscientious. Mm. So I snapped him. This is...
Noting the show.
This is... Paul, you can go to Tokyo.
Tokyo?
Yeah, from Manston.
Really?
583 quid.
I'm going now.
Return.
I'll see you later.
That's not bad, is it?
That's pretty good. Tokyo, 500 quid.
Kampai.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know sayonara. I spoke Japanese?
Yeah, sayonara.
So what they're saying is new flights. So we've covered this. In fact, we had, didn't we, Henri?
Henri Orcard.
Yes.
Yeah, the general manager of KLM Air France was on the show a few months ago.
Oui.
Yeah.
And we should get him on again, and maybe Charles Buchanan.
Yep.
But they're saying now's the time to embark on an Asian adventure, as KLM, Royal Dutch Airlines, is offering a number of flights from East Kent to the Far East for under £600 return. Holidaymakers are being given the opportunity to travel from Manston Airport to a host of exotic eastern destinations. There's some little Chinese music playing in the background for this, including China, Japan, Singapore, South Korea and Thailand, at discounted promotional prices. Well, this isn't just for holidays, is it? It could be business. I mean, China,
absolutely,
Japan, Singapore, South Korea and Thailand. If you book before Tuesday, May the 14th, to travel to Tokyo, you can go for just £583, Beijing for £445, or Bangkok for £498.
That is really cheap,
isn't
it?
It's amazing. Mm. And you trundle down to Matt. Have you ever flown from Manston, Paul?
No, I haven't.
It's a doddle. You nip down. Mm. That takes me from Whitstable.
Sort leave your car outside
half
the door.
An hour. Leave your car. 5 minutes check-in, no searches. It's just amazing.
Mm.
Anyway, so these Far Eastern flights are among 130 destinations available from Manston via KLM's twice-daily flights from Kent to its hub airport, which is Schiphol in Amsterdam.
Schiphol.
And the service took off on Tuesday, April the 2nd. So they've already sold about 5,000 tickets, which have been booked. Charles Buchanan, the chief executive, said, "This is the perfect opportunity." I don't know what his accent is. It annoys me. Is he English?
He's English, yes.
I don't know whether he has maybe a little...
He's a very charming gentleman.
Maybe he's got a little Dutch.
And he speaks like what I do.
Does he?
Yeah.
So he's got no Dutch there.
No, no.
Swedish? "This is the perfect opportunity to experience the many wonders of the Far East at discounted promotional prices."
No, he doesn't speak like that at all.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get him on and then I'll know. Mm. "If Asia's not for you, then there's similar deals available." Cole, listen to this. It's amazing. They go to Aruba, Brazil, Egypt, Qatar, Tanzania and Zimbabwe. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So your website for that, to go and check it out, is www.manstonairport.com. So if you want to go to Tokyo or Egypt or Qatar or Tanzania or Zimbabwe, rock over to Manson Airport.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
I don't know why they keep going on about building Boris Island when they've got Manson there. It's annoying me. And I know you're not listening.
I am listening.
You're reading, I can tell.
I'm looking at my tweets, but I'm listening to you.
Your eyes are downcast.
You were moaning about Boris Island when we got Manston.
What's happening with Lyd?
I've got an email about that later on. Oh. We'll come to that in a minute.
Can't you tell me now?
I can't remember. Well, I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Oh, you've got continuity.
I don't want to spoil the surprise.
All right, I'll wait.
I've got loads of tweets.
Who's tweeting?
I'm going to run through a few who are just, you know, the hi, hello, we're listening tweets.
Yeah.
We've got Graham Williams on Twitter, who is known as Personal Power One. We've had Mr. Mindfit, who's known as Mr. Mindfit.
Yes.
We've had Travail Engineering. I don't know Travail. They're obviously a new listener. That's spelled T-R-E-V-A-L, Travail Engineering. And our dear friend and massive supporter, Mr. Chris Pollard of Connect IT, has been on.
Well, he's been on all morning. He was listening to Scoff. He was lounging, eating biscuits. You're looking at my phone, aren't you?
Yeah, somebody's interfering. I'm getting feedback from something. We've also had Elmcourt Farmers Market. And Mata Baron. Do you remember Mata? She was on the show a few months ago.
Do we say Mighty, though? How do you pronounce her?
Well, it's spelled M-A-I-T-E.
I say Mighty.
Yeah.
She'll have to call in, won't she, and tell us?
Yeah, no, she did tell us when she was on.
I know,
and
I think
we both
back.
Disagreed.
Yeah, well, we usually do.
Yeah, yeah.
What's she saying?
Well, she's just saying that she loves the show and she's listening in and stuff like that, which is really great. And
you can come and get your £10 after the show.
Yeah. If you remember, Meta has a website and she does workshops on moving people from the corporate world into their own businesses, which is really, really cool. And she does really cool workshops on that. So do check that out. And she's a great supporter of this show.
She is. And also Lisa Marie and Telcare are tweeting, saying just tuning in to the Business Bunker show. Hello, Lisa. I think we're going to meet you at the Whitstable Business Tweet Up, which is this Thursday at the Hotel Continental, 10 to 12.
Cool. Looking forward to that.
Can I read the website for it?
Yeah, go on.
www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
Never heard of it. When's that?
Care of Ken Lloyd. kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
Yeah.
Care of Ken Lloyd. It's a fabulous free networking meeting at the Hotel Continental in Whitstable.
And when's that happen?
It's this Thursday, 10 to 12, Paul Andrews. Yes. And there's
good job I was listening.
The following Thursday, it's at Lenley's in Roper Road, Canterbury.
Is it every Thursday?
There's one a month at each venue, Paul
Andrews. Right, okay.
Yes, here's your £10.
And what is it again?
kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
Oh, I remember.
Yes.
Shall I come to it?
Are you sure you haven't had any juice?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just winding you up, aren't I?
Yes, you are. And you're succeeding.
Oh, good.
I may strangle you.
Good. I want to mention this, although there's not much point because it's sold out now, but I'm going to mention it anyway. Tomorrow...
Just Wednesday, to make everybody really upset.
Yeah, Wednesday the 17th. Well, you shouldn't miss that.
So it's mañana.
Yeah, mañana. Tomorrow, Wednesday the 17th of April, something really exciting is happening in the Quarter House, Folkestone. Yeah, that's a creative quarter.
It's not a steak, is it?
Nope. It's a top digital industry experts in SEO, PPC and social media will inspire, motivate and share with you their secrets to online marketing success. Our one-day conference with some of the finest speakers and choices of workshop is absolutely essential to anyone running a business of any size and any level of experience. I won't go through all the pricing and stuff because you can't buy a ticket because they've sold out.
I wanted to go to this.
Yeah, it's called Digital Kent. You can find out what you missed by going to their website, www.digitalinkent.co.uk, digitalinkent.co.uk, or you can follow the hashtag on Twitter, which is DigiKent, hashtag DigiKent. Yeah. And apparently the chairman is also the chairman of Creative Kent.
Do you know, we've talked about chairmans all morning, and I feel like playing chairman of the board.
Yeah, I should do, really.
Yeah, what do they sing? Was it Walk Away Renee? Was that
No.
What did chairman of the board sing?
I can remember the tune. I'm not singing it, but I can't remember what it's called. No.
Sing it when we're off air.
Just one more time or something.
We do want to keep our listeners. I really wanted to go to that DigiKent.
Yeah, so it's been chaired by the chairperson of Creative Kent, who would be... Oh, that's me. Right.
Is it you?
Yeah.
You just do everything.
Sorry.
You do everything.
Well, what we're going to do now, though...
Tunage?
We're going to play a bit of tunage.
And... Not Duffy.
Nah, it's a bit of status quo, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
The Wanderer.
Well,
Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. That was Status Quo with a bit of Wanderer.
Three chords.
Yeah, three chords Status Quo. It's good. Hopefully on the line now, we must have Mr. Clive Highland. Hello, Clive.
How are you, Paul? Okay?
I'm really well, thanks. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Clive is an author and coach, and you're part of the Think, Feel, Know approach to things. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you and a bit about Think, Feel, Know?
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, it's all about human behavior in the business environment. So the name Think, Feel, Know is a model representation of the way that the brain itself is structured with the three layers of the brain.
Okay.
So what I'm attempting to do in the book is, you know, I've got 30 years of business experience.
Right.
But I've discovered, really, that a lot of the insights that are now available through neuroscience are giving us a great value into how we can influence human behavior going forward.
Right.
And by that, I mean things like, you know, leadership and the development of teams and influencing customers, which are obviously all very relevant to business.
Sure, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the structure of this. You say it's analogous to how the brain's structured.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
So, right. So simplistically, I mean, what we're trying to do is represent, you know, the brain. You know, if you grow something like 90 billion cells, you know, in the brain itself. So we need something, we need to be able to condense it to something which is more understandable. And there are effectively three regions of the brain. And very quickly, the thinking part of the brain is the cortex. And it's where we do all our logic and data, and we look for evidence, and we tend to think in boxes and in systems. And people normally understand that part of the brain quite well.
Right, okay.
But then you've got the two other layers that work on totally different principles. So the middle layer is the limbic layer.
Right.
And that is not at all about logic or boxes or systems. It's all about energetic connection. And the data that we take in from that area is all about sensory data.
So okay.
It's
yep.
what we experience. And the layer is called the basal layer, the knowing layer, and it's all about instincts. So what we're really trying to do with this stuff is get people to get a better handle on what emotions are really about in the business environment and how we use our instincts.
Okay.
Because most people know they're out there and they're playing an important role, but they're not quite sure how to deal with them.
Okay. So yeah. that sounds fascinating. So, could you give us an overview of how you would use that knowledge in a business setting?
Yeah, exactly. So typically it would start, you know, I do a mixture of one-to-one coaching and team coaching, yeah? So, but normally it would start with something like communication styles, you know, because we can see the way each of us communicates, and that's not just the language we use, it's our behavior, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, because I read somewhere that an awful lot of face-to-face communication is body language anyway. Is that right?
That can't be right. My arms are crossed.
Thank you, Jules. Hello, Clive.
Oh, have you lost him?
Oh, hello, Clive. Oh, I think we've lost Clive.
It's your body language, Paul.
Yeah, was it something I said?
I'll read something. You phone him.
If you could.
And he slammed the phone down. You see, that's where you mentioned body language.
Yeah, never
mind. Dear friends, are you going to phone him while I chat?
Yeah, if you can read a couple of emails, I'll try and get him back.
You trot off. Dear friends, we're holding a special quiz night to raise awareness and funding for the new Ashford Festival of Arts and Technology, hosted by our very own John Webbo Webster in May, the famous DJ. We would be delighted if you could join us for an evening of fun and entertainment. To find out more, please check out www.ashfordfestival.org. You may like to subscribe to our new newsletter and find out more about what will be on offer at the festival. We look forward to seeing you at the London Beach Hotel Tenterden on the 31st of May. So it's a diary date for you, 31st of May. And it's with the very own John Webbo hosting, and that's the Ashford Festival of Arts and Technology, www.ashfordfestival.org. And you can, we will put that on the Business Bunker after the show as well. But there's also a website here, joininghands.co.uk in Kent.
Cool.
So that's the May the 31st. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you, Jules. Hopefully we've got Clive back on the phone. Hello,
yeah,
Clive.
Yeah, I'm back here. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
No, I don't know. I think we lost the link. Sorry about that.
I think we were mentioning body language and you went off in a strop. Slammed the phone down.
You obviously positioned yourself wrongly for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sorry. We kind of lost the plot with that a bit. You were telling us about the three levels of the brain and how that translates into how people behave at work, and you were just about to enlighten us on some examples of how we would use that knowledge in a business environment.
That's right, yeah, and you picked up the point about, you know, communication can often be body language, and that's exactly right. So, you know, one insight, for instance, around this is our bodies generate an energetic signal outside our body, the heart itself, an electromagnetic signal of at least 5 feet. Okay, so when we're dealing with people, not only is there, you know, if you like, a face-to-face communication going on, but often there's an energetic communication going on, and that takes place more at a subconscious level.
Okay.
So, you know, what it'll mean is things like body position, et cetera, that will register with us, but it won't always be at the conscious level.
Right, okay.
And the way that can play out sometimes is in terms of sometimes we'll be talking to somebody and they're saying all the right things, but we're picking up other safe signals and it just doesn't ring true. So we've got that uneasy feeling, this sort of a conflict between the logic and the sensory data that we're picking up, yeah?
Right, okay. Okay, that's fascinating. So, and that's where presumably conflict can set in. when you don't think it should, as it were?
Well, you see, the fundamental challenge, the cortex, the thinking part of the brain, is never completely in real time. So what I mean by that is that when we're always using the limbic part of the brain when we are in the world of experience. So, like, if you're having a conversation, what's in real time is your limbic brain. So it's using all that sensory data.
Now,
basically what the cortex tries to do is make sense of everything.
Right, okay.
And we're only talking a few milliseconds in delay, but it's the cortex then that will try and work out what's going on and try to make sense of it.
Okay.
So sometimes you will get, this conflict between what your conscious brain is picking up and what your subconscious brain is picking up, and find that difficult to resolve.
Right,
there may be different data involved. So this is part of, the process of understanding how you communicate and recognizing that it's not just about the words you say, but it's all about you as a total being and the sort of signals you're transmitting out there.
So it's a total package of what you're putting across.
Absolutely.
It's how you're reacting emotionally yourself. It's how your body language is coming across. Okay, cool.
Absolutely. And another very big dimension is belief, okay? And belief sits very much at the basal layer, the knowing layer of the brain, right? And so you sort of know when you're dealing with somebody and they really believe what they're saying rather than just saying the words, and there's real conviction there,
right. You
not only hear it, you can feel it.
Okay.
It comes from a deeper place. So, part of the, typically what I do in business then is work then, after doing the communication piece, we get into areas like leadership and team development.
Right.
And what is leadership about at the end of the day if it's not about belief? You can fall back on authority and you can get compliance from people, do it because I tell you, but the reality is all you're getting is the minimum.
Right.
And if you really want to inspire and motivate people, you need to understand how factors like belief work in the brain and how you can communicate that to others.
Okay, that sounds really fascinating.
You'll have to tell me if I'm going on too much.
No, that sounds really fascinating. I mean, it's obviously a big, big subject.
Yeah.
So presumably the easiest thing for people to do if they want to find out more about this is to get a copy of your book.
Absolutely. I mean, clearly that's a starting point. And my reason, I'm not a neurologist, right? So I don't position myself as that. But, obviously I've read this stuff in depth and talked to neurologists.
Right.
So what I'm putting out there are the principles. And to me, the way to position is sort of say, look, in the last century, traditional psychology was based more on observation of behavior.
Mm.
Now what we can do is look into brains, and that gives us a lot more insight into what really drives behavior. So people who are interested in, business is all about influencing behavior.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether you need in your organization or, convincing somebody to buy a product. So, absolutely, if they want to know more, that's as good a starting point as any, I think.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So, tell our listeners what the name of your book is, Clive.
Connect Through Think, Feel, Know.
Connect Through Think, Feel, Know. And how can people get hold of that book?
Well, they can visit my webpage, if they like, which is www.thinkfeelknowbook.com.
Right.
Took me ages to think of that one.
I want to ask Clive something.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, please do.
Going off the subject, I'm making a guess that you're from Wales.
You've got that right.
Yes, I love it when I guess an accent.
Don't you love the in-depth business interviewing that goes on this show? Yeah. Thanks for that, Jules.
I have a passion for
sheep.
For accents, and I thought it's either Tom Jones or it's Clive on the show.
I won't break into singing now, but I do have to do that.
But how easy was it for you to get your book published? What did you have to do?
Well, I mean, we work in partnership, with our publishers, and to be honest, my clients have been hankering at me to do this for a period of time because it's a little bit of an unusual blend, to have someone with 30 years' experience writing about neurology or neurological principles is a bit unusual.
Sure.
So it wasn't a difficult sell, when they saw that I could try and draw on both. So they worked with me then to get it out there and get it out there quickly.
Yeah. You missed that, I think, when you said it's not unusual.
I thought you were breaking out there.
Yeah, she thought you were going to sing for a moment there, Clive.
It is Tom.
But thank goodness her name isn't Delilah, or we would be in
trouble. Yeah, absolutely. Clive, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you on the show. It's a fascinating subject, and we could talk about it in more depth, and I hope we do at a later stage. For the moment, give us another shout for your website where people can get the book.
So, you know, the website is www.thinkfeelknow.com, but that's the business. So for the book, it's www.thinkfeelknowbook.com. And I think they can get the entry point there and see if they want to go on to buy it.
Fantastic. That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, all the best to you guys.
And we'll talk to you again sometime in the future, I hope.
Okay, that's good. That sounds cool.
Take care.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I can see that your cortex is working.
Yep, so that was Tom Jones there. No, it wasn't. It's Clive Hyland of Think Feel Know. And all the links that Clive mentioned there can be found on the Business Bunker website if you want to follow up. A fascinating subject.
What were the three bits of brain? Cortex and... I wish I'd written them down.
Basal level.
Basal, yes.
Which was the instinctive level.
Yeah.
The limbic system. Yeah. Which is your emotional responses, and the cortex, which is your rational thinking.
Yeah, I don't think I have much cortex.
Did you not?
Not at the moment. I think I'm mostly basal.
Yeah, but you're a living example of that old saying, which is I'd much rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Such a good saying.
Yeah. Mm. And it suits you so well, Jules.
Yes. I'm going out tonight, you know.
Are you? What a surprise.
I'm going to the Horse Bridge.
Are you?
Have you heard of my show, the Scoff and Quaff Show?
Never heard of it, no.
Much earlier than your show.
Is it on a decent radio station?
Yes, channelradio.co.uk. And last week we had Temple Foods, John and Sue Allen from Whitstable, and they brought me in a whole tray of Middle Eastern delights.
Did they?
So I'm going to the Horse Bridge tonight to sample some
These Middle Eastern delights would have been what? A belly dancer? A camel?
No, real food. Kofta and...
Oh, food!
Yes.
Kofta?
Yeah, little baba ganooshes and things.
Oh, did they?
Do you like baba ganooshes?
I like baba ganooshes, yeah. I can say it sometimes
lovely.
Too.
Lovely, very nice. Yeah. Little aubergine dip to you.
No, I prefer baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush.
Yeah, that's the chat.
And at Kilimarabi.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, on Saturdays.
In fact, I'm straight down to Manston to go to Qatar.
Qatar.
Who's tweeting?
There's quite a few tweets I need to catch up on. Yes, and there's lots of new listeners that I don't know.
We've been getting new listeners every week, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, there's Pimp Souls. P-I-M-P.
Liking the name.
S-O-L-E-S, which is quite good. And Triangle Desk, which is a couple of interesting names.
How very odd.
Yeah, I could look them up and see what they do.
Yeah, but you can't do that and talk at the same time.
I can't really, no.
Wait till after.
Pimp Souls is a family-run customising business, mainly shoes, but we can add sparkle to almost anything. So I think, you know, it's like pimp up your ride. Have you ever seen that? Well, yeah. I think they pimp up your shoes.
Well, I need some boots made. I'm looking for a cobbler. Paul Andrews, if you know any, because I've got quite long legs, boots are never tall enough for me,
so
they sort of come halfway up my legs. So I'm looking for a cobbler to make me long boots. If you know one in Tenterton,
or a blacksmith.
Do they? Oh, that's horrible.
That
means I've got hooves.
Oh,
that's horrible.
Oh,
who else is tweeting?
I'm not telling you
now.
You've been horrible to me. I've just looked up Triangle Desk, and Triangle Desk is Debbie. And Debbie is a virtual clerical administrative assistant based in Dover.
Oh, I need that.
There you go.
But I need someone actually
in. Well, she won't make your boots, will she?
No, no, but I need to have my... But I need my office tidied, sort of filing and things. They can't do that virtually.
Right. We've also heard from Kiddie Bikes.
Yeah.
Which is sounds pretty obvious, really.
Yeah, could be. But you never know on Twitter, do you?
Shall I check?
Yeah, go on.
Shall I check? I can find out what they are. Kiddie Bikes. Mum with two young children tweets about building up a business around being a full-time mum. She won the Theo Perfitis SBS winner last August. And she's based in Tunbridge Wells.
Brilliant. Well done. So is she making Kiddie Bikes or what's she doing? What is her business?
She doesn't actually say.
She could be a blogger.
Yeah, it could be. But I imagine it's...
I'm sure she'll tell us.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure she will. F Keys, Alex Waldston
has tweeted,
lovely to see you again, Alex. So, and Kevin Hadlow, of course, from Dobbies in Gillingham.
Oh, now we read out a ditty on the Superior Scoff and Quaff show this morning at 11. Mm. It's on weekly, Paul Andrews, 11 to 12.
Is
live.
It? What's it about?
It's a food show.
Is it?
Kentish producers, restaurants, pubs. Did I say producers?
Producers, yeah.
Producers.
That was a Mel Brooks film, wasn't it?
Yeah. But,
is this the one on Thursdays?
It's the Superior show on a Tuesday.
Oh, no, that's the tweet up on Thursday.
It's a show that actually runs to time, plays music, you know.
Does it? Is it really good?
Has a very good producer, that
does it? Who would that be, then?
Yeah, Paul Andrews.
Oh, right.
Heard of him?
Never
he does everything.
Never heard of him.
He opens most things. And
is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. go to the opening of an envelope.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Should we read something?
Yeah, you can. I'll tell you what.
Well, not if you're sounding pensive, I won't.
No, because I've got a plan.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I was going to play a bit more music.
Yeah.
And then we were going to talk to our studio guest.
I'd love to talk to him, just to keep him out of trouble, because he's on that iPad, I tell you, yeah. Since he came in. Trying on different headphones. Who
really?
Are you playing?
Who am I playing?
Yeah.
A bit of George McRae.
No, Tom Jones then.
No, George McRae.
Rock Your Baby.
Rock Your Baby.
Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back there. Bit of George McRae.
Do you remember those
baby.
Steps?
I do actually, sadly. Yeah.
All in a line.
I know.
In the disco.
I know. It's not good, is it?
Laura Lawrence says, took you quite a while to start talking about food today.
Yeah, that is true. I just before we come to our next guest, I've had a couple of tweets from Pip. Piperus Philippaeus.
Ah, Piperus.
Yeah, he was saying, I've emailed you via the website something to read out, but you hadn't had a confirmation, and I've just found it. So it has arrived, Pip, and I will cover it in a moment. But I think first and foremost, we'll talk to our studio guest, Mr. Nigel Whittaker of Pure B2B. Nigel, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Absolute blast to have you here at last.
Hello, Jules. Hello, Paul. Thanks for inviting me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Nigel, for the two people left in the county that don't know you, and then we'll go on and talk a bit about Pure B2B and the kind of things you're up to.
Oh, me? Because I can't say I own Pure B2B. I started off in the city, rather boringly, a bit of a square peg and a round hole, and then came out through Norwich Union, where I used to, down the south of the UK, and I ended up running a networking event.
Right.
But I found it quite difficult to get higher value, more complicated businesses to build trust in 60 seconds.
Right.
So I went on a quest to find out how you built trust, and that's where the mastermind came from.
Okay.
It turned out it's from sharing knowledge.
Okay, cool. So you started off in a city, and what were you doing in the city?
I went round three stockbrokers, James Capel, Capel Cure Myers and Windsor Trust Managers.
Okay, cool. All right. I used to work in the city, that was all, just a long time ago. It's overrated. Yeah, it's
yes,
boring.
It was.
Masterminding. Give us an overview of the concepts behind masterminding first, and then we'll talk specifically about your masterminding, as it were.
Well, I love a world where wisdom is shared.
Right.
My little corner of that is businesses.
Right.
And business owners come together, they share their knowledge, their experience to help each other.
Okay. From your point of view, in what way does that differ from networking?
Because it's not about finding customers for each other.
Right.
It's about actually helping each other with challenges, to make decisions, actually working on business plans.
Okay. So it's much more specific approach to it. In terms of, it's almost like reciprocal mentoring.
It is, and we bring one person in who perhaps has marketing experience, somebody else from a financial background, IT design, all of them together start to build up a 3D vision of somebody's business plan.
Okay, so the masterminding groups that you work, that you operate, do you, I kind of don't want to lead you down here, but because I'm kind of guessing as I go along here. I mean, but do you populate them specifically? So do you go, right, we need someone with finance experience and we need someone with marketing experience, and once we've got those two, we need an IT person? Is that how you build it? Or
yes, just one person from each profession, because otherwise they won't open up about challenges in their own business in front of a competitor.
Right.
So very much one from each profession.
Okay, so it's one from each profession. And do you have a maximum size of group? Or
we do with a, in fact, when the groups grow bigger, we split them in two. So
okay.
My ideal size is 6 to 8 people in a mastermind. So sometimes you have a room of 16 and push them to either end, so they run separate sessions.
Okay, so the optimum size is what, about 8?
Yes, but actually my optimum size for a group is 16.
Oh, right,
then
I see.
Happily break it into two.
Okay, all right, cool. And you run those around different locations and different places?
All the best restaurants. What I've really done is build up a job so I can go to the nicest restaurants. Eastwell Manor, Thackeray's, Swan, Westmoreland, Topes in Rochester.
Oh, you did mean it as well. He did mean it. He did mean that, listeners. He did really mean all the nicest restaurants in Kent. Oh, cool. And are these breakfast meetings or lunch meetings or both?
Definitely not breakfast.
All right, okay.
I can't do that.
Okay.
No, lunch and some early evening.
Okay, right. So how many different groups do you run around the place now?
We're just about to launch the 7th one, which will be in Sevenoaks at Gavin Gregg.
Okay. Are they all in Kent, or do you spread out anywhere?
They are. In fact, the 8th one to launch will be down in Brighton.
Okay.
So we're just about to process it and take it out to further fields.
Okay. I mean, obviously, you don't want to talk about individual cases or anything like that, but could you give us some kind of indication of the kind of issues that people have raised and the kind of things that have been discussed at the meetings and the kind of solutions that people come up with? I know that's a bit of an open-ended question, but you get. I'm trying to get a feel for what it's like.
I'll give you an idea of the structure, because in a normal one, we actually work with 5-year inspirational goals, and coming backwards from there to the 5 things people most want to achieve in the next year, right the way back, and I hate to use the acronym SMART, but to the 5 things people must do in the next 90 days.
Right, okay.
And during that process, the other members can ask clarification questions until they really get a full understanding of the business and that the 90 days is leading to the 1 year and is in the right direction for their 5-year,
right,
before they perhaps give their thoughts or suggestions out to the person doing the plan.
Okay, that's cool. Is there, in your experience of running these groups, is there one or two or is there a pattern of the kind of things that people struggle with?
There's a pattern that comes out first for me was absolute amazement at how helpful everybody is to each other.
Yeah.
When I first had one, I thought, if I replicate this and do a second one, will people be so supportive? And to amazement, they were. And there was a few people went from the first group in Rochester to the second one in Westmalling. When we opened up a third group in Alpington, again, we got that same commitment from each other to help each other with success. So I think that was the first thing. Actually, with the groups, when they first start, it's often the marketing message. It's often people actually getting over and verbalising what it is they have to offer.
Right.
And then it tends to move on to actually getting a greater understanding of the figures within the business and making the figures work. So there seems to be a progression in the groups as you go through.
I totally endorse that. Being someone that didn't ever like doing the figures when I first started in business, I hated the numbers and all the admin bull and all that kind of stuff. But I learned over being in business a long time, and I learned painfully that if you don't manage your numbers, you really aren't going to get anywhere. And it's still, from my point of view, it's still the single biggest issue I find with young entrepreneurs is they don't know their numbers, they don't have management accounts, they don't know where they are, and they don't know what they're spending their money on. And when they're doing that, they don't have a business. So I totally endorse what you're saying. It is also interesting what you say about helpfulness, because that's one of my pet rants. There's a lot of people out there that aren't in business that talk about free market capitalism as being red in tooth and claw and a dog-eat-dog world. And after 25 years in business, I've never found that. I just don't know where that myth comes from, because I know literally probably thousands of business people, and I would say 99.9% of them are really helpful, really open, and really useful people to know. And it sounds like, you know, you found that as well in your groups.
Yeah, it's amazing. It makes it such a lovely arena to work in.
Yeah. You know, in Kent, I can't talk about anywhere else because I operate in Kent, but I know, you know, with things like Jules's Tweet Ups, your masterminding groups, the Business Bunker radio show, certainly the small and medium-sized business community in Kent does pull together. You know, there's loads of things like Mark Smith's Made in Kent portal. There's lots of things that people have done to try and promote other businesses in the county and produced in Kent, and Scoff and Quaff show. You know, people do try to help each other and buy from each other and use and support each other, and I think that's incredibly important. And it's one of those things that people that aren't in business don't always recognise. So I think, you know, what you're doing with the masterminding groups is really fascinating.
Can I mention one event we're looking to run for Demelza?
Yeah, of course you can.
We're bringing some of the members of the groups together. Bob Stiddard, who's going to help with financial planning.
That's from Stiddard's accountancy, yeah.
He's a real thought leader in financial planning.
Right.
Barnaby Winter, guru.
I know Barnaby, yeah. Yeah. The brand bucket.
Indeed, who's going to do a Make Your Marketing Work session in the afternoon. Oliver Musto Playfair, who I believe is on the show.
Oh, you've got the great and the good of Kent Business coming
like
on
there. Powerhouse.
The vibes emanating out of that are going to be something to behold, aren't they?
It's nice, it attracts the right people.
Absolutely.
And Laura, who's on just now, Sean Murphy.
Laura Lawrence,
Julie Stevens, Rebecca Partridge, all going to help with the masterminding. We're going to be running a day along at Demelza.
Okay.
With a session at lunchtime to help people unblock issues and take decisions in their business. All the people are giving the time for free, and it should be around the beginning of June. We will come back to you, please, when we've got a date.
Okay, so you'll let us know when you've firmed up the details, and then we'll publicise it on the Business Bunker willingly and gladly. So is this going to be a publicly available thing so people can come along and experience it?
Yes, we're first of all going to go through the businesses that support and sponsor Demelza anyway.
Right.
But then anybody else, and we're going to put a price on it at £50 for the whole day.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is great value from those people.
Cool.
Well, and all the money will go to Demelza.
Brilliant. You can put me down.
Thank you.
I'd like to come and hear that. That sounds like it will be really good.
What was the date again?
We don't know.
All right, to be confirmed, sorry.
Yes, to be confirmed, the beginning of June.
Yeah, so we're looking at, so that's in the process of being organised at the moment. It's a masterminding day on behalf of Demelza House.
Demelza House is a fantastic charity.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Demelza's a hospice in Kent, for those that don't know, for children.
I had the pleasure of working with them, with one of my clients who sadly died, and they took over everything, the funeral and the support they gave to the family was
fantastic.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they are great. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Nigel, tell us, where are you now with Pure B2B? You've got a seventh and possibly an eighth group starting in Brighton. Are you still recruiting members for groups that you already have?
Yes, we're certainly looking for members at the Ashford and Alpington groups,
right.
The new Seven Oaks groups in particular.
Okay, so if you're a business in those areas and you fancy finding out about masterminding, they can come along and talk to you. You've got a website that people can find out more about it?
viewofb2b.co.uk.
Cool, and that website is actually on the Business Bunker website as well, so that you can link to that and find out about it if you want. It will also be in the show archive, so if you'll listen to this later, you can still find it. And can people follow you on Twitter and Facebook and all that nonsense?
They can, at PureB2B.
There you go, couldn't be easier than that.
Pure. And there's another one, Nigel P. Whittaker, I've discovered.
Ah, right.
With yeah, more yeah. followers.
Yeah. PureB2B is spelt pure, the number two, B, and the number two, yeah?
Don't tell me about number
the
two.
Or even
the other way around. See, that was a trick question. Just to make sure you were all listening. They all looked at me listening and went, nah, you got that wrong.
They all, there's only two of us.
Oh, I'm trying to big it up. Yeah. Come on, stop giving away the secrets. Everybody thinks there's more people in here than there are listeners out there.
It's a tiny room, people.
Yeah, so it's pure B, number two B, pure B2B. Cool. Nigel, thank you so much for joining us on the bunker.
Thank you both for having me.
Please stay with us for the rest of the show. There's not a huge amount
can
of time.
In?
Yeah, of course you can. You feel free to absolutely
and
join in.
Please try on all the headphones.
Yeah.
You said those weren't very fetching.
If
on
anyone's
you.
Seen the picture
I'll
on
tell
Twitter,
you.
They must be oversized joke
ones. Nigel, nobody looks good in headphones.
No,
not,
it doesn't work.
No,
yeah.
Just look like little monkeys or elephants or something. What do we look like? Well, Paul Andrews looks like a little monkey, don't you? Chimpanzee. They look like monkey ears, don't
Make
they?
Make your mind up. A chimpanzee's not a monkey.
Oh, here we go. What is it then? A primate.
It's a primate. It's an ape.
What are we closest to, Paul Andrews?
You. A lizard.
No. I'm not like a lizard at all. That's so rude.
Apes. our nearest cousins are primates. Apes. Gorillas, chimpanzees, orangutans.
Yeah. Let me see your thumb.
My thumb?
Yeah.
They're opposable. It's fine. Mm. Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah. Just wondering.
Yeah.
Why you're so good at texting.
Yeah, so I can peel a banana with my feet.
Yeah.
Nigel, thank you for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you about Pure B2B. So if you fancy joining, especially in Ashford, Orpington or Seven Oaks, there are some vacancies there.
Rochester or Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah. and listen out for further details about the special DeMelza House mastermind session, which is going to be cracking in June. So we'll look forward to that. I've got an email here that's just come in from
Piperis. You know he's getting married?
Yeah, to Amy. Lovely Amy.
Are we invited to the Greek wedding?
We.
Well, I would very much. Do they fly from Manston to Greek Island?
I'm sure they do.
Yes. I think, Pip, I should come to your wedding because I announced your Valentine's engagement. Therefore, I should get a wedding invitation.
Anyway, once Jules has stopped blagging herself a freebie to a party, I'm going to read Piperis's email.
Go on, then.
And Piperis is from U Targeting, and you can find U Targeting at www.u, that's the letter U, targeting.co.uk, all one word. Hi, Paul. Starting this year, we will be selecting a local charity support for a 12-month period by offering our services for free. For 2013, U Targeting will be supporting the Pilgrims Hospice and in particular the newly launched Anne Robinson Centre.
Yeah, Anne Robinson's the lady. Yeah,
Anne Robinson is the weakest link.
She's had all the facelifts, yeah. That's why I remember
it. Anne Robertson Centre, that's in Canterbury, will be helping the Pilgrims Hospice promote the Anne Robertson Centre online and start receiving more room bookings through their website. We are delighted to be working with this amazing charity and look forward to helping them over the course of the year. We're also looking for a Kent business with a WordPress website to receive free SEO, search engine optimization, by featuring in our new series of blog posts about WordPress SEO. No catch, no strings attached. We just need a website to do a case study on. If you want to participate in that, they can tweet us at utargeting, that's all one word, U, letter U, targeting, or they can call on 01227 656 353, and that's from Pip. Well, thank you, Pip.
Yes, he could do my at Scoff Quaff website, which is being built.
Mm. So there you go.
You heard it here. Mary Daly one, who was a guest, if you remember, she has multiple sclerosis. And they're trying to rebuild, and they're getting a load of help from Brakes Brothers. Brakes Brothers are doubling every donation that's made for the multiple sclerosis in Canterbury to build this new centre. At the moment, they have a prefab in the rugby club in Canterbury.
Right.
So you can contact Mary Daly on Twitter at MaryDaly1, D-A-L-Y, no E in that. So MaryDaly1, the number one. Her ball is on May the 25th. It just reminded me when Nigel was talking about his Demelza house. So her ball is May the 25th. Get a little group together, get a little table together of your business and support this fabulous charity. And remember that everything that you donate is doubled by Brakes Brothers just for this year. So Scoff and Quaff will be there. The Business Bunker will be there. He doesn't know that, but he will be there. And, you know, if you've got a Telcare Limited, if you've got a little table you want to get there, contact me or Mary Daly and support the multiple
Fantastic. Mary's an absolute
hoot.
She, apart from that, but she, what a soldier, what
dynamo.
A trooper, what a dynamo.
Yeah.
That woman just blows me away. Collect, you know, raising money for the new MS Therapy Centre in Canterbury. She's an absolute dynamo. And I was at an event a few weeks ago, and a guy came up to me and he said, I heard about you at Oxford University.
Really?
Really? And he went, yeah, the Business Bunker Show. There was a lady there talking all about the Business Bunker Show at a presentation at the Oxford University. I went, who on earth was that? And he went, lady called Mary Daly.
God, she was all that way.
Yeah, so Mary, all power to you, love. She's done a...
She's got four children.
I know. And she's got
MS.
She's
ill.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, she just puts everyone to shame. And if you want to support anything in this county, then support Mary and her tireless fundraising for MS.
I mean, one ball, you can get, go out, have a nice evening, have a fab evening, and know that you're doing something really, really good.
Yep. Do you know we've got 32 tweets stacked up here as well?
Is that all?
Yeah.
What's the
I'm going to run through a few of them because we're fast running out of time as well. We've had tweets from the following people. Paul Babra.
Hello, Paul.
Kentish Fairs. Sally Laker at Sally for Cakes.
Hello, Sally.
I haven't spoken to Sally for ages. Hope you're well, Sally, and you're still baking away there.
I'm sure she is.
Oh.
Come on, spit it out.
Well, I'll tell you what. I need to catch up because they're all piling in now. You read an email and I'll find out where I am with
you're
Twitter.
You're interrupting me tweeting, but I will. I will stop that and do this. Dear Paul, and there's no mention of me, latest news update from Kent Invicta Chamber. Click on the link to visit the website and find out more. So I'll read out the website, which is richard@kentinvictachamber.co.uk. Obviously, the details are on the Business Bunker already for this. The Ashford Economic Development Group, the next AEDG meeting is on the 18th of April. So that's a couple of days away. If you have any items you wish discussion or action on, don't hesitate to email me. And that's richard@kentinvictachamber.co.uk. We're not just talking shop, it's Richard Lavender, Ashford Economic Development Group. Then the After Hours Clubs, just give you a little round up of them. 7th of May, Ashford, the Conningbrook Hotel. Canterbury, 16th of April, the Abbott's Barton, with the tall one. Chatham, change of venue and date, it's the historic dockyard, 30th of April. Dartford, the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre, 7th of May. Maidstone, the Russell Hotel, 23rd of April, and Tonbridge, the River Centre, 14th of May. So thanks for that, Richard. Richard@kentinvictachamber.co.uk. Seminar coming up, that's the 15th of May, so diary date. The Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford. The workshop includes understanding your legal obligations, staff consultation, selecting for redundancy, verifying contracts of employment. And it's free. All they need to do is email simon.morgan@hr.department.co.uk. So that sounds amazing. A free workshop there. Details will be on the Bunker Show after this show, on the Bunker website, I mean.
Cool. We've had a gazillion tweets. I'm not going to be able to read them all out, I'm afraid, but I'll try and get through as many as I can. We've had a follow-up from Sally Laker, who says she's actually right at this moment baking chocolate cupcakes. We've had NPR IT, and they say, Pure B2B not only helped bring direction to our business, but I also grew as a person from sharing knowledge.
So thank you, Frankie.
Thank you for that feedback. We've had two or three tweets, actually, about Pure B2B. We've had a tweet from Jonathan Marsh, who says, if any business has concerns about their future, a free exploratory consultancy is available. Just contact us via our Twitter account, which is JMC_SEAST.
Yes, I'm learning that off by heart, Jonathan, your Twitter handle, as you know.
So we've also had F Keys. Have a great show. We supply Microsoft Office training in Kent, and they are based over in Medway. So that's F Keys, the Microsoft Office training people in Medway are listening in. I did see another tweet about Pure B2B as well, and I can't see it at the moment.
That was Alex from F Keys as well.
Oh, was it? Okay, so yes, he did say something. I can't find it now. I've had Sue Parker enjoying the show. It's brilliant. Thank you, Sue. Yeah, I found Alex's one now. Pure B2B is a great platform for building a business, gaining support and experience of experienced people like Nigel.
What a nice man he is.
So that's great stuff. So getting some great feedback about Pure B2B. Kevin Hadlow from Dobby's is saying, great show, Paul and Jules, thank you. And Len Liz, that'll be Len Liz, the furniture store in Roper Road, Canterbury, I believe.
Sorry, I was just reading a tweet from a maid in Kent. He says, you know, you called me a lizard.
Yeah.
He said,
a shape-shifting alien.
Just tuned in, and the first thing I hear is you calling me a lizard.
Right.
And he said, come a chameleon.
Thank you, Mark.
I am a Gemini. And he said, many thanks for the mention in the Whitstable Times. That's me, I think. You didn't mention him in the Whitstable Times, did you?
No, I didn't. No. But I did ring him and ask him for a stove. I am getting one of his wood-burning stoves.
Rip that horrible gas one out and get a lovely wood burner.
Anyway, Linleys have said they're celebrating 30 years in Roper Road, Canterbury.
Lots of goodies.
And lots of celebratory offers. I've got an email about Linleys as well.
Yes, it was beautifully written, I thought. Where is it?
Yeah, probably. I'll read that next, shall I?
Okay, you look for it.
Well, I've got it. I'm doing my tweets.
Go on then,
I'm doing my tweets. I've got another new... listener.
Well, don't complain.
I'm just saying it's fantastic news. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
But Cloud IQ, they're called.
Ooh.
And you can follow them on Twitter at Cloud IQ Apps, APPS. And they say, please mention Cloud IQ. Any small business listening can sign up today to get 30 free texts. And that's cloud-iq.com. So thank you for that. And we'll look forward to checking that out later. And then we've had Arty Free Spirit. That's
Sue,
Twitter address,
isn't it?
Yeah. What a great show to listen to when on my lunch break, especially when you're talking about food and lizards, presumably.
Yeah, a nice fried lizard.
I want to do two things then.
Do you at once?
Yeah, both at the same time.
Gosh.
Because I mentioned them earlier.
Oh, let me film this. Paul Andrews doing two things at once.
Multitasking.
Yes.
I'm going to do them serially, though. I'm going to do them at once serially.
Serially at once?
Yeah.
I don't really understand that concept.
All together, one at a time.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, you asked me earlier about Lyd Airport, and I've got this very brief message from Peter Hobbs, who says, Lyd Airport has got the go-ahead. Just wanted to share the good news that the government has given the go-ahead to Lyd Airport's £25 million expansion plans. The prospect of 200 new jobs in the Romney Marsh and surrounding area will certainly help stimulate the economy, and this exciting development will become a focus for new businesses to set up locally. So that's another airport that's going from strength
to
strength.
Now, that's near here, isn't it?
Lyd? Yeah, Lyd is just over there.
There's no point pointing. They're listening.
No, but everybody else knows where Lyd Airport is. It's only you.
We're in alpaca land.
Yeah.
Most people know that's Romney Marsh Dymchurch. So where would I go to Lyd from there?
From here?
Yeah.
You turn left out of the gate, turn right, go through New Romney and turn left where it's signposted Lyd Airport.
Is that near that pub that John Sykes took me to, that really old pub with the...
At Snargate?
Yeah,
same general area.
So if I were on an alpaca, how long would it take me?
Oh, about 5 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they trot quite fast?
Alpacas?
Yeah.
I don't know, do I?
It's the catching them that's the problem.
Yeah, anyway, so Lyd Airport is expanding. It used to be called London Ashford Airport at one stage as well. I don't know if it still is.
Yeah,
but
how long from Ashford to there?
That's only a few minutes. It's not far. I mean, Lyd Airport is basically between Ashford and Romney Marsh.
So do you think it's a better place than Manston?
For what?
for anything.
Well, no, they're different usage patterns, because Lyd is a much smaller airport than Manston. As you probably know, Manston has a massive runway.
It's got the longest runway in Northern Europe, isn't it?
Yeah. Whereas Lyd is a slightly smaller airport, but about to get bigger, because they've just approved a £25 million expansion.
I think they should keep the lid on that until they're sure.
Oh, dear. Sorry, listener. I'm going to read this. I don't know why I'm going to read it, but
read it beautifully.
Yeah. Maggie the Marlowe and a bold move gives Lenley's reason to look back on the Thatcher years. One of Canterbury's most established retailers has its own reasons to look back on the Thatcher years this week as Lenley's celebrate 30 years at the Roper Road store. In 1983, as Maggie won re-election, Princess Diana came to town and the previous new Marlowe Theatre was being built.
Mm.
Lenley's took the bold step of moving out of town centre hubbub to create a showroom with the space to expand its range of sofas, beds, kitchens and floorings and allow customers to park at the same time. As the band Diamond Head released its album Canterbury, reaching number 32 in the UK album charts, the town was spawning a new artisan and design centre in Roper Place. Today, within a stone's throw of Lindley's, are home design specialist Hillside Interiors, Clark's, Graham and Heat Design, along with the Terrazzo restaurant upstairs in Lindley's. To celebrate, the store is giving 1,983 customers £1,983 in money back.
Blimey.
Did you see what they did there?
Blimey.
That was clever, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
that is very clever.
Along with bottles of champagne.
Yes.
I wonder who thought of that.
I know.
Mm.
And for must be their PR.
I would have thought so. Mm. And for a more lasting legacy, Lindley's has also decided to support the MS Therapy Appeal as its nominated charity for its anniversary year, and will be donating £2 for every person entering a competition on its website starting next month. So, if you want to enter Lenley's competition, and you want to also, by doing that, donate £2 to Mary Daly's MS Appeal,
which will then be doubled by Brakes Brothers, so it'll be £4.
Yeah, then all you need to do is go...
It's because I have Carol Brace on earlier, it's too much.
Yeah. All you need to do is go to the Lenley's website, which is www.lenleys.co.uk, or to follow them on Twitter, and you can follow them at Lenley's.
Very beautifully read, Paul Andrews.
Okay, and anyway, I'm just going to tell you a bit more, although you've already done Mary's appeal, so I don't really need to tell you more about that, because you've just done that.
Yeah, but the ball, May 25th,
they need...
bottoms on seats.
Okay, the MS Therapy Appeal is supporting the 1,600 or so sufferers in East Kent and is currently serviced by little more than a shed. They are attempting to build a new £1.3 million centre in the grounds of Canterbury Rugby Club. There is a red carpet butterfly ball at Canterbury Rugby Club. It's on May the 25th and the tickets are £50 a head for a wonderful evening with reception drink, four-course meal, half a bottle of wine, five lots of entertainment, finished off with a 12-piece live band. And all the details can be found at www.kentmstc.org.uk, or you can follow Mary Daly 1 on Twitter. And that's it's all one word, Mary, D-A-L-Y, number one, on Twitter. Do it.
Do it, get some bottoms on seats. I will be going, and we'll have a scoff-croft table, we'll have a business bunker table, won't we, Paul Andrews? And perhaps we'll have a Nigel Whittaker table, people from Gillingham.
I'll come down to your tweet
Rochester.
Up as well for
yes.
you.
Yes. Mm. Well, you're going to give a presentation. You don't know it yet, but I've asked you. So, at the Lenleys, because the acoustics are better.
Wasn't Brace Brothers, are you being served?
Yes. I'm
sure. Yeah, that's Grace. Yeah. You're all doing very well.
No, that was Grace Brothers.
Grace Brothers,
yeah. Don't confuse me. I had Carol Brace on my show. I'm talking about Brace.
And where was her
Brace
brother?
Brothers.
I didn't see him at all.
No. Juicy Kaz.
Yeah, this is mad.
This is, I think Nigel Whittaker's a bit of a bad influence in the studio, frankly. Mm. Oh, you had a juice. That's why you're so...
I'm the same.
Bouncy. Mm.
We've had a tweet from Go Vicinity, which will be Rob, won't it?
Lovely Rob Parker. Creative. And apparently I missed his...
Yeah, apparently you missed out on his branding chat. And he's also reminded me about something I'm doing, which is create at Fruitworks. On the 25th of April, there is this month's create at Fruitworks, starting at 7 p.m. in the evening.
I want to come to one of these.
You want to come to this one, because it's a cracker. It's an absolute cracker. The three speakers are John Hippersley, who does ghost tours of Canterbury.
Oh, yeah.
So he's coming along to tell us ghosty stories.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then we've got a guy that's going to talk us through and power. There's a guy that's going to power the entire event, including his presentation and
by
all
farting.
The computers. No, by using a bicycle.
Oh my goodness.
So he generates electricity with bicycle power.
What, pedalling?
Pedalling. And he's gonna power the entire thing. He's gonna power Fruitworks and all the computers and everything and all the presentations and projectors on a bike.
Gaseous.
Yeah. And then we've also got
someone else.
No. Someone that was on the show very recently, Steve Cox.
I could see your vortex or your cortex working then. Go on, carry on. Steve Cox. The lovely Steve Cox.
Can I get a word in edgewise
now? Yeah, go on.
Someone who was on the show very recently, Steve Cox, yes. Talking about mindful business. So a very eclectic mix of speakers. Starts at 7 o'clock, free beer.
Yeah.
The event is sponsored this time by creativekent.org.uk.
Lovely.
It's free to get in, and you can book your place on it by going to fruitworks.co/create.
I wish they'd call it Fruit Bat. I would have named it Fruit Bat.
Would you?
Yeah. But there you go.
Well, if you came and worked with me in it, I could have the fruit bat division, couldn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you
and
could.
You could head up the bat division.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Whilst we're mentioning Canterbury, if anybody would like to come along to our mastermind tonight at the Howfield, 5:30, you're very welcome.
At the Howfield Hotel, that's at Chartham, isn't it? Just on the outskirts of Canterbury.
Not Chatham, Chartham.
Yeah, on the A28 into Canterbury, between Ashford and Canterbury. Fantastic hotel. And what time do you start, Nigel?
5:30.
Masterminding. Meet Nigel in person at the Howfield Hotel at Chartham, not Chatham, on the outskirts of Canterbury tonight. Jules.
Hello. Sorry, I was just tweeting. I've done that one. Dear Jules and Paul, they've put me first. That's much better. Keep it up. Have your photo seen by a top professional photographer and learn the tricks of the trade. It's a photographer's critique event on the 23rd of June, 10:30 to 1:30. So this is a diary date, 23rd of June, at the Horsebridge in Whitstable. Tickets are £6.50, so that's a bargain. And details will be on the bunker after the show, but it's www.365, the number, projects.co.uk/Whitstable. So that's a good one. And here's another one, which is 21st of May at the Mercure in Maidstone, which was the Great Danes Hotel. Confident, stress-free, cold calling to win new customers and accounts. A half-day investment in winning new customers. It pays for itself the very next day you cold call. So training every salesperson, experienced or new, you should attend. And it's 9:30 in the morning till 12:30 p.m, 87 plus VAT. And there is a website which is www.bestbusinessevents.co.uk. And that will be up on the Business Bunker website after this show.
Cool, thank you for that. I'm just trawling back through the tweets to see how many I've missed.
Did I say that the Kent Business tweet up at Lenley's is next Thursday, 25th?
Is it?
It's 10 till 12, and then a lot of people stay on and have a little confit of duck for about £8 afterwards. Confit of canard.
That's next Thursday, is it?
Thursday to... It's always the last Thursday of the month, so...
Hold on, when
this Thursday we're at JoJo's.
Is it this Thursday I'm going to JoJo's?
Yeah, can you be there?
Is it this Thursday that it's the lovely Lisa Marie's
birthday? And it's also Ken Lloyd's. I think they're twins.
On the same day?
Well, I think Lisa's is the Thursday. Is it the actual day?
I think so.
Ken is the next day.
Blimey, yeah. A double birthday
it's costing
celebration.
Costing me a fortune, I tell you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, happy birthday to those two guys for this week. And we're looking forward to going to JoJo's after the Whitstable tweet up.
And yours is August. You're a Leo, aren't you?
My birthday, yeah.
Yeah, mine's May 25th, which is the ball. It's the multiple sclerosis ball.
Mm.
So I will be celebrating my birthday.
I'm not a Leo.
At the ball. You are a Leo.
No, I'm a Pyrex.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're oven proof.
No, I'm a test tube baby.
Very mute. You said that before, I think.
Oh, I've only got two jokes.
Yeah, on quite a few shows.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, there's been an environmental award for the Avanti partnership following an assessment by an independent body. I don't know who the body was. Avanti partnership has been awarded ISO 14001 certificate. This certificate has only been achieved by less than 1% of UK businesses. So this is a real coup for them. It's supported by the government and recognised worldwide. Cedric Frederick. I love his name.
Yeah,
he's
great.
Been on before, isn't
he's
he?
He's a great guy, Cedric. Yeah.
Let's get him on just so I can say Cedric Frederick quite a lot.
Yeah.
He's the CEO of Avante Partnership, and he said, "We've always been proud of the service we offer our customers. And with this award, it's been just confirmed by outside experts who are used to judging service on a daily basis in a wide variety of trades and industries. Danny Littlechild, who undertook the assessment for QMS International, paid particular tribute to the investment in people and training that enables Avante Partnership to provide an efficient and environmentally friendly service. So well done. A big well done to the Avante Partnership and specifically to Cedric, Frederick and team."
Cool.
Can you imagine his mum and dad when they were naming him?
Yeah.
Lying in bed saying, what should we call him?
Yeah, well...
Surname's Frederick, what should we call him?
I went to a primary school with a girl called Teresa Green.
Oh, no.
I did, and
that's
you just
so
think,
sweet.
That's just cruel, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And you've got, really, you've got two Christian names, haven't you? Paul Andrews. You're almost Paul and an Andrew.
Lots of people call me Andrew.
I know. Well,
lots of people call me all kinds of things, mind me.
Meerkat always calls you Andrew Pauls, doesn't
he? Yeah, he does. Damn thing.
Yeah.
I've got an update on the world's most expensive link.
Oh, yes, and yeah. Luke.
Hi, Paul.
Oh.
Just Paul.
Wait till I see him.
No mention of Jules.
Mm.
Doesn't say Jules at all.
Wait till I see him.
Hi, Paul. Here is your monthly update about what's been happening on the world's most expensive link. 11 participants topping up their entries and 2 new participants over the last month. The top slot, for a number of years now, the top slot has been firmly held by Kent-based company Anthony Gray Clocks, who specialise in antique clock restoration. This has now been the world's most expensive link for 1,225 days. So to gain the top spot, your link must be worth a total amount of £551. But you can start your link off from as little as a pound. The new participant, straight into third place, is the LondonSafeCompany.com, and they build the world's most luxurious safes. I don't know how you get a luxurious safe.
It's all padded inside.
I don't know. Where is it sitting?
And you open it, and safe, as in...
Safe, yeah, as in
and
a
you
security
open it,
box.
It's got a little sort of bottle of Moët Chandon or something inside. And
really?
A nice knob of Ashmore cheese.
Really?
Perhaps some Duda's Tun cider.
Really?
Maybe some Taywells.
You know this as a
Kent Chris.
You know this as true, or you just
compass,
making it up?
A sleeping bag, you know.
It sounds likely, Jules.
Yeah.
That sounds fairly likely. I think you probably hit the
maybe
nail on the head.
Maybe a vice spring bed.
And they've got a new entry at 65th place.
Mm.
GuaranteedPensionPot.co.uk.
Is that a sort of chamber pot for elderly people?
I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to go there with that, I'm afraid.
I've got, I'm having something thrust underneath my chin.
Oh,
by
thrust is good.
By Nigel Paul Whittaker, who said that Laura Lawrence has been on his Facebook, and she said that she sent Paul and Jules an email about the Edenbridge Fun Day. And fingers crossed that they can read it out, because you know about this, don't you, Nigel?
It's a great
may
day.
I prompt you? May I prompt you to tell me about it?
It's a great day. Last year they had a Spitfire fly by, a pram race. I don't know the date this year, I have to say.
You're going for the pram race, won't you, Paul?
Well, I'm going to try and find her email. But does she say where she sent it?
Well, probably to you, I would think.
Yeah, but I've got loads of email addresses, haven't I? So I don't know which one she sent it to. So I'm going to try and look it up. If you keep talking while I try and look it up, I'll see.
I'll find it.
Jules.
Sorry, were you talking to me?
I was talking to you.
Sorry, I was reading something from Vanilla Marsh. No, not Vanilla Marsh.
Vanilla Marsh. You've lost the pot big time, haven't you?
Oh, my goodness.
No, don't worry, I've
this
got...
This is a way, though, to get everybody's Twitter handle in 1 minute, just Vanilla Marsh. It's Jonathan Marsh has said... Jules Sirkin, Vanilla Web, are you coming to the rugby club ball the night before? God, do you know what my hangar's going to be like? The night before the MS too. I'll be on duty both nights. We're supporting Mary. So the rugby club ball is May the 24th. And then the MS ball, so we have to do both.
Okay.
What's all right for you? You're teetotal.
Exactly.
I'll be a wreck by Sunday.
Exactly. I've found Laura's email.
Oh,
so yeah. I can read it out.
Yes, do.
Dear Paul and that Jules woman.
She hasn't said that.
Oh, no. Okay. Dear Paul and Jules, could you give a mention to the Eden Bridge Fun Day, which is taking place on the 27th of May? That's a bank holiday Monday.
Mm.
As well as an exciting pram race and bands on the run event, there will be a vintage car parade led by Formula One cars, courtesy of the Honorary Chamber of Commerce President, John Surtees. Do you know, John Surtees is still the only man in history to be a Formula One world champion and a world superbike champion.
It's true.
He could go in the pram race. He'd do well, wouldn't he?
There are still a few opportunities for businesses to sponsor the event, take out stalls, and the day will be a great day out for all the family. There's more info on the Chamber website, which is at www.edenvalleychamber, that's all one word, Eden, E-D-E-N, Valley, chamber.org.uk. Nigel Whittaker, never heard of him, was there last year, so he can add anything about what a great event it is. We are raising money for the Henry Surtees Foundation. Thank you very much, and that's Laura on behalf of the Eden Valley Chamber of Commerce. So thank you for that, Laura. We will put a link to that on the Business Bunker website so that people can follow up with that. Nigel,
there's a great little mod band playing. They look like a mini jam. They were fantastic last year.
Do you remember what they were called?
I can't, but they are definitely playing again.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, we'll look forward to that.
That would be a good name for a band. Definitely playing again.
definitely playing again. Would you like another number?
Yeah.
I like it. Right, I've got some more mails. Have you got any more mails?
Better time management and successful delegation. Work smarter, manage others better. This is an email from, I'll read out the website. It's www.thamesinnovationcentre.com/events. So that's T-H-A-M for mother, E-S, innovationcentre.com/events. There is a phone number, which I'll read you in a minute, so get your pen ready. The date for your diary is Thursday, the 25th of April, 9:30 to 12:30. And they're saying, do you run your business or does your business run you? Just talking about that this morning with emails and how they take over. Has the fun, I can see Nigel nodding vehemently in the corner there. Has the fun gone out of managing your business? Yes. No, it hasn't for Nigel. Yes, it has for me. Everything's urgent, but nothing gets done. Deadlines, demands, paperwork, emails, help is at hand. Who are these people, you ask? Six simple steps you can take to regain control of your time and better manage those who work for you. The cost is only £54, inclusive of VAT, payable on booking or on arrival. And they say, remember, procrastination is the thief of time. Book this workshop now. Your phone number is 020-8320-1000, or you can email info@thamesinnovationcentre.com. Website thamesinnovationcentre.com, and that will go on the Business Bunker website. The date for your diary again is Thursday, 25th of April, 9:30 to 12:30. Sounds good. That. Do you know who Thames Innovation Centre are?
There's three innovation centres in Kent. There's Canterbury, Medway and Thames, and they are managed by a group called Basepoint.
Okay.
And the innovation centres are low-cost start-up office spaces, but they tend to operate as a community as well, so they have events and workshops there. All three of them do. I've never been to the Thames Innovation Centre, but I have been to the Medway and the Canterbury ones, and they're all fairly similar. Very nice buildings with low-cost office entry. Yeah.
Laura Lawrence is obviously listening avidly, and she says, thanks for reading that out, Jules, and oh him, Mr. Andrews.
And Nigel.
And Nigel. And she says, Nigel, the band Nigel means is The Tones.
The Tones.
So the Tones.
Great mod band, The Tones.
The Tones.
Thank you, Laura. Good job. That's you're on the ball.
Yeah.
Definitely playing again is better.
Yeah, absolutely. So go along on August on May Bank Holiday, August Bank Holiday, May Bank Holiday, and listen to The Tones and other bands and see a parade of Formula One cars.
I heard Georgie Fame on another radio station, which must not be mentioned.
Another radio station?
Yeah, BBC
is there
Radio
such a thing?
2.
Never heard of them.
Georgie Fame, do you know, I adore him. I've got a huge crush. I wonder if Kevin Cann, who comes on at 3 o'clock with Extra Milk, knows Georgie Fame.
He
does, because he knows,
he knows everyone else.
And
yeah.
Because I do have a huge crush on Georgie Fame.
So what are you telling me? That I've got to get Georgie Fame down here just so
well,
he can
I'm
meet
thinking
you?
Now Georgie's probably late 60s, I might stand a chance. You know, not when he was in his yeah, yeah fame, but, you know, now, maybe. You never know. Get him on, that's what I say.
Groupie Jules.
Oh, but he was fantastic. I just love him, don't you?
Yeah, brilliant.
Is he your type?
Thank you.
Little northern man, you know.
We've got, we haven't had any stuff from these guys before, so I'm really pleased to read this out, because we do get a lot of emails and press releases from most of the Kent Chambers of Commerce, but we hadn't heard from these guys before, and they've now discovered the Business Bunker Show, which is brilliant. It's the Thanet and East Kent Chamber of Commerce, and they've said, change to win breakfast on the 26th of April. Change to win will be the theme for the Chamber Business Networking Breakfast, which is scheduled for Friday the 26th of April. Delegates will hear how three organisations have embraced change with huge benefits to their customers, their staff and to their profitability. The next Chamber event will be at the Walpole Bay Hotel, which will celebrate its centenary next year. Despite its on-site museum, 1927 Otis Trellis Gated Lift, an old world charm.
This is the Walpole Bay in Cliftonville.
Yeah, this hotel has not been afraid to use modern media to promote its restaurant and accommodation. Popular with directors of modelling shoots, the hotel has also featured in the BBC One's Cash in the Attic. I know, a joke about that. Channel 5's Hotel Inspector and Sky Sports broadcast with Paula Radcliffe, Steve Cram and Tim Hutchins. The speakers will each tell their story of how they have kept ahead of the competition and successfully implemented change with outstanding results. The event will begin at 7:30, that's in the morning, and finish just after 9. Booking is essential. It's £12 for Chamber members, and that includes a full English breakfast. So to book your space, you need to drop them an email at admin@tekc.co.uk and have change to win breakfast in the subject line. And there are a limited number of places for non-members.
I love change. Don't you like change?
I like change, yeah. I also know...
In my pocket.
I know that Angela Rippon went to a place and found Joe Strummer sitting in the loft of a house.
Sitting in the
which
loft?
Which gave her an idea for a new show.
This is a joke,
Clash
isn't
it? In the Attic.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, how long have you been waiting to say that?
About 5 seconds since I read that. I just made it up.
You do know that Walpole Bay does the best cream tea ever.
Does it?
Have you ever been?
I haven't, no.
I should
actually,
take you when you're not on your diet.
Yeah. We've had UPG Print Group. Could you please give us a shout out on your show today? Printers based in Aylesford near Maystone. Thank you. Business Bunker. That's all right. You can follow those guys. UPG Print Group is their Twitter handle. UPG Print Group. And we're almost at the end of the show.
I know, and you've got to finish on time, you know.
We have indeed. Have you got anything that needs reading urgently?
Six-course tasting menu, 27th of April, and that is next door at the Hagelands...
Bistro.
Restaurant, yeah. Bistro, thank you. Contact them at Hagelands Info, and they will pass you on.
Okay, so that's...
Fabulous six-course tasting menu, 27th of April.
The food's pretty good there.
Oh, it's amazing. Amazing.
Cool. So, loads of things happening. Tonight you can go along to the Halfield Manor Hotel and meet Nigel and his Pure B2B group there.
Does
starting
the man
at 5:30.
Never stop.
Absolutely. You can come and meet me at Fruitworks on the 25th of April, Fruitworks Create event. Or you can't come tomorrow and see me unless you've already got a ticket, but I am chairing the Digital Kent event at the Quarter House, Creative Quarter in Folkestone tomorrow.
You can see me and Ken Lloyd at the Hotel Continental on Thursday, Whitstable Business Tweet Up with Lisa Marie and Paul Andrews.
Brilliant. So lots of things happening, loads of things happening around the county. Do stay in touch with us. Please send us your news. Drop us an email at bunker at Kent Business Radio if you want any mentions for whatever you're up to. We'd love to hear from you, to 60,000 small businesses in Kent. For the moment, though, that's another week over on the Business Bunker Show. Coming up later on channelradio.co.uk, we have Kevin Cam with Extra Milk.
Georgie Fame, maybe.
Yeah, we have the Craig Avery Show at 5 o'clock with Sporting Letter from America, read by some bloke called Paul Andrews. after that, at 7, we have the absolutely awesome Chris Tiny Six. And then 9 till 11 is the unsigned band New Music Scene Show, Jamie Left Arm and New Potatoes. So a packed lineup of shows on channelradio.co.uk. But for the moment, a big, big thank you to Nigel Whittaker of Pure B2B, Mr. Clive Highland of Think Feel Know, and all of you, the listeners and the businesses of Kent. We will be back next week with the Business Bunker Show.
Bye.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Have I the right to hold you?